There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
I want to talk about something else, and I want to move things on. And I don't want for a moment, don't think that I'm just using this as my soapbox, the agenda that is, just to get a few things off my chest and get things done. Don't
Heaven
think for a
for
moment
fend.
That this is Tom just having a bit of a moan fest because, you know, he's a little bit disappointed with the world at the moment. He thinks people are ganging up on him. People are taking advantage of him. It's just pay, give at the moment. And what do you get back? No, that's not the case. Much.
But
over the summer, it struck me that you know, you catch up with a number of people that you haven't seen in the sort of downtime. And it's lovely to hear that a number of people are listening into the show, and it's amazing the number of people that I spoke to over the last couple of weeks that asked me about my fridge. Now, this all stems back to a conversation that we had here on the show about the tenet of the conversation was, are we being ripped off? My whole thing was, I'm just a bit sick and tired of being ripped off, you know,
yes.
Whether it be your car, whether it be airplane flights, whatever service you get.
But really,
I'm just of the opinion that I was being overcharged because I don't really understand it.
Yeah.
And I could get it for cheaper, but because of time and because of convenience, you just pay the money. And then what happens? Things break down again. Point in case, Tom's fridge. Fridgegate saga. So, pay a huge amount of money November last year. Get a warranty from somebody who came out and said, oh, no, mate, the motherboard's gone. You've got to pull the whole thing out. You've got to pay upwards of $2,000 for that. Okay, no problem at all. You're the expert. Let's do that one.
New motherboard.
New motherboard. Flash forward 5 months. Thing breaks down again. Call the same guy. He is unavailable. He is available. He comes round and says, oh, no, it's got nothing to do with the motherboard. It's the gas, mate. Your whole thing's got to come out. Pay another whack of money for that one. Six weeks later. What's gone? The gas has gone again. Surely not. Okay. So what do? We call him, but he is not around. So his mate comes round. Warranty doesn't fix that one. So we have to pay another person to do the same job that has been done 2 times already. Okay, let's go away for the summer holidays. Oh, guess what happens during the summer holidays? The whole thing breaks again. Try and get hold of the same people. Not a chance.
No, they've gone.
No, they pick up the phone and then just put the phone down on me.
No, they're putting the phone down
on
you.
What
do
I do? So I'm asking for your help, please. I'm asking for, you know, I understand there are consumer rights. I understand consumer rights and customer complaints are being honoured here in the region, are being honoured by individuals out there. But is that the case with you, or am I just alone here? Am I just the silly one with it written on my forehead that I've been taken for a ride whenever something breaks in my household? Or do you have a problem with consumer rights? Do you feel that you are being taken advantage of? If so, we'd love your thoughts and take on this particular subject. Do you think you are getting a fair crack at consumer rights, and are your customer complaints being heard here in the UAE? 4001, if you'd like to share your experiences and thoughts.
The Agenda. Get involved with Dubai Eye on Facebook.
Onwards and upwards. Now, I know a lot has been done with regards to consumer rights here in the UAE in recent years. I have been here for several, and we have seen things change, and with good reason as well, because retail and, of course, services have boomed down the years. In fact, earlier on this year, it was announced that residents can now contact the Department of Economic Development, that's the DED, with queries and complaints round the clock, thanks to their new AI-enabled smart service, the first of its kind anywhere in the world. It was, of course, Smart Protection. The Commercial Compliance and Consumer Protection Sector and the DAD launched the Smart Protection Service at the Dubai International Government Achievements Exhibition earlier on this year, in line with the directives of the rulers. The service, available in Arabic as well as English, gathers information from the consumer, and within a few minutes, the consumer will be issued an empowerment letter with an instruction from CCCP to the retailer to resolve the issue as per the policies of the DED. The consumer can then present the letter to the trader and company concerned. the service goes a little bit further. Complaints can also be solved with the click of a button without having them reported to call centres, according to those that have developed the software. I want to know if you've taken advantage of this service. I want to know if you have used other services to solve your customer or consumer complaints. And equally, which are the companies out there that have a policy in place that has helped to breed loyalty for you? Forget my sort of situation here. That's only prompted the conversation at the moment. But what about you? Do you feel that we get good reaction, good customer complaint services, good consumer rights here, or could more be done? George Tolley, let's get your thoughts on this one.
So I like to use the power of my voice instantly with consumer rights. I'm specifically talking about retail in shops where they have these massive signs that say up to 70% off, and they'll have them above a particular stand of clothing. And I'll be, oh, nice dress. Go up to it, expecting 70% off, and it's 5% off or 10% off. And I have been known on particular afternoons when I'm a bit tired and maybe therefore a little bit grumpy to take said piece of clothing and to point vociferously and angrily at the sign and accuse the manager of unfair, I suppose, unfair trade policies.
Trade descriptions.
Yes, trade descriptions, exactly. And I find that often they do look slightly chagrined. Is that, can you use it in that way?
Sad.
Chagrined? Sad. Yeah, that's a better word. They often do look, disappointed, embarrassed. They often do look slightly embarrassed. But I haven't, my husband's had more success with this. He once complained about a hat that was clearly marked, and then when it went through the till, it wasn't the discount he demanded. And he was, because his voice, he's got more gravitas, he managed to get the marked price.
This is an interesting one. I just want to bring Sam into the conversation here. Sam Middleton, that is. He's the owner, the owner of the Gorgeous Flower Company. Sam joins us live on the line now. Morning to you, Sam.
Good morning.
Now, listen, Sam, you are the owner of a fresh cut flower company here in the Middle East. You offer your customers a 5-day freshness guarantee. You offer your customers and clients a no quibble returns policy. How do you go about guaranteeing that? And if you do have a certain so-and-so out there who believes they're not getting 5-day freshness or not getting that returns policy, what's your policy then?
Okay, that's a great question. So what we do is we have a care card that is attached to every bouquet, which explains to the customer that these flowers will last 5 days, if not more. And if they should have any issues with that, they can contact us either, come back to the shop, call us, get us, contact us on Instagram, Facebook, whatever that might be. And our policy is that we don't quibble. It doesn't matter how the customer may not have been looking after the flowers properly, we just replace it with a complimentary bouquet of their choice.
Now, this seems to be a far-reaching customer satisfaction policy for me. Why, when you set up the company, Sam, did you insist on this particular policy when it could have been quite easy to investigate each and every case individually?
I set it up because I think in Dubai we pay, we pay a lot of money for certain products that you may not pay the same price for in Europe. You pay less. Mm. Now, I ship my flowers in, fly them in 3 times a week fresh. So I know what I'm selling to the customer is no more than 48 hours from being cut from the grower in Holland or Thailand or wherever that might be. And I think, if people are going to be paying pricier, more money for things, which they do, then they want the best freshness and they want a guarantee that I'm not paying this money and I'm not going to get value for my money.
In terms of the policy that you've put in place, what's the reaction been like? Has the reaction overall been positive? And I'm just wondering if that is the case. Is that because of the fact that we live in an environment where a number of people are very disappointed by customer complaint policies that are already in place?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. If because it is perishable product, we may have a couple of incidences where the flowers have only lasted maybe 4 days, on the odd occasion. And whenever I always speak to them personally. I call the customer that has a complaint and reiterate my policy and just ask them, you know, how they felt the experience was when they took the, they came to the stand or contacted us. And I always get the reaction as in, I can't believe that this is, we can get this kind of customer service in Dubai. I've had such bad experiences. This is, you know, really out of the way. And I always say to them, it's what you should get. If you, if we promise a 5-day freshness, you will get a minimum 5-day freshness.
If, for you personally, you talked there about the personal touch and you making a point of calling people individually to first and foremost get to the bottom of the quibble or the query or the problem,
yeah.
but also to deal with it yourself. Is that something that that you personally have not found, not just with regards to your company and Flowers, but services elsewhere here in the region for you and your family?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you go through in various companies and you get like a IVR, but you're sitting waiting for 15 minutes to even speak to anyone. And, you know, I just think that people are very disappointed. And I think going to using their consumer rights is obviously the very last resort. And I don't think many people do use it.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I'm wondering as well whether that first point of contact, the pacifying nature of a human voice, somebody just listening to your complaints,
yeah.
whether that's something we're losing at the moment, because more often than not, we're asked to fill in a complaint form and send it.
Exactly. No, definitely. I mean, you know, you cannot beat that speaking to the customer themselves, because they feel like you care. They feel like that what you're saying in terms of your policies, you're living them. You know?
Yeah, completely. I love the policy. I'm sure a number of other people out there will love it as well. It's the 5-day freshness guarantee. It's the Gorgeous Flower Company. People can find out more and make orders online, can they, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Lovely. Thank you so much indeed for being with us this morning. Sam Middleton, she's the owner of the Gorgeous Flower Company here in Dubai. She's got a gorgeous 5-day freshness guarantee as well and a no quibble returns policy. So you know what? Why not try it out and see if they're as good as their word as well? Because is that not part of the consumer rights and the customer complaints policies that are put into place? We want to hear from you. That is Sam's policy with her company. But what about you and the experiences you've had in the past?
The Agenda on Dubai Eye 103.8. Get involved. Text us on 4001.
Talking customer service, talking consumer rights, talking complaints. Is it worth complaining? That's basically the question I am asking you at the moment. You're in the middle of an argument with the retailer about a shoddy purchase. Has it made any difference whatsoever? Have you had something fixed that's now broken and no longer under warranty? Oh, don't start me on warranties either. Do you meticulously fill out warranty forms and register your product online when you buy something new? Have you ever tried to have something replaced or fixed during its warranty period only to find out that the warranty isn't worth the paper it's written on? Do you, like some of the people I know, feel powerless as a consumer? Do you know how to complain successfully? Is there a point in filling out customer satisfaction and feedback forms? 4001 if you want to send us your text, or of course give us a call 0487155500. I must just say there are official lines to go down here. Consumerrights.ae has a very well documented page where you can, it lays out advice for you about making a complaint to a retailer or a service provider, which they recommend as the first point of call. Their advice, stay calm, even if you're angry. Keep records, complain in person or on the phone, set a deadline, give your contact details. And once all of those avenues have been exhausted, then the opportunity to get in touch with the DED versus via consumerrights.ae through Ahlan Dubai on 600 54 5555. Ashraf joins us live on the line now. Ashraf has called into the show. Good morning to you, Ashraf.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Talk to me about customer service. You had a good experience or bad experience?
Well, actually, a good experience. Actually, what I experienced in general, like big companies or big banks or like famous ones, with the ones who cares about their reputation, mostly their customer service is great, even if you made a complaint. Like about Etisalat, for example, Souq.com, or all these big companies. But when it comes to new or maybe overseas companies or online shops, here comes the problem. They don't really like follow up on their complaints. Sometimes they don't care. Sometimes they just stop replying to your emails, you know, and you lose your money and you never receive, for example, a package or something you ordered. Yeah, and one more thing, for example, when you are buying something like in person in a shop, for example, clothes or something, regardless you have a problem with the price or with the discount or whatever, when you are really angry with the stuff and you are really complaining and you are really a serious complainer and the manager will come to attend you, you're probably going to get what you want, you know. But if you are really calm and you look like, you don't really care much, like the try not to give you whatever you want. Some shops do that, I believe.
That's interesting, yeah. And we've had a number of text messages coming in as well, Ashraf, because you just about what you said there about the big organizations, those with a big brand name, they've got entire departments that can follow up on business and their reputation is key. But as you say, there are so many companies here now, aren't there, who have set up here in the region, who sort of change those identities quite a lot. So they're just more interested in getting the business first and foremost rather than retaining that business.
Yeah, they give you all these flashy advertisement over the Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and they really drag you and attract you to buy. And once you buy, you may not even get your product at all, yeah. Or maybe you get it, but it's totally something else.
Yeah,
you know, not the quality is not that much. But the big companies, I believe, I have very good experience. Even I have some complaints with the souk or and my bank or with the Tisalat. They solve it like within a few days, couple of days, and it's really solved.
That's good to hear.
Good to hear.
Ashraf, thanks very much indeed for your thoughts this morning. Really appreciate that. That's Ashraf giving us a call on 0487155000. Georgia Tolley live in studio with us as well. Tell me more.
Prisha in Albasha texts in, I'm furious with a well-known stationery company. I paid cash for goods and the amount was printed on the sticker. The guy behind the counter tried to charge me more and claimed that it's the VAT. I asked him where the sign was saying VAT wasn't included. There wasn't one, of course, and I walked out on principle. Another one here, Ali in the marina says, I accidentally overbought a few items from our school uniform shop yesterday. I went back to return them, but they wouldn't even entertain refunding me. And that's despite them being completely unworn and tags still attached in their original packaging. I'm fuming. So you're not on your own, Tom.
Ashraf, thank you to you for your call a little earlier on. Just to reiterate what Ashraf was saying, he's overall very, very satisfied with the service he gets from big brands, maybe not so from smaller brands as well. He says when a customer complains and if he's really angry and a bit aggressive, they get what they are complaining about, while a calm person might not. Strange observation, but thank you for that one. Nick's also been in touch. I buy more flowers for my wife, but many companies I buy from, they look dead a day or two later. Which companies is Sam's? Well, of course, we will post up all those details on our online site so you can get in touch with Sam with regards to her consumer policy.
I've got a question about sending food back and whether or not the consumer complaints people would cover that, because I don't know what leg I have to stand on if a dish comes and it frankly tastes disgusting. Are you allowed to say this is horrible food and send it back?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
And get your money back?
In a restaurant?
Yes. Well, not your house.
Not necessarily a restaurant, but, you know, not necessarily get your money back, but they'd offer you an alternative meal, wouldn't they?
But what if they didn't? Would you be able to take that to the complaints? Do you think they'd deal with that? It's fascinating.
As long as you hadn't finished half of it and then decided you didn't like it.
Well, maybe it takes a few, bites to realise you don't like chocolate fudge cake.
I mentioned just a little earlier on to you that we do have a system in place, Dubai Economic Department this year, launching their artificial intelligence consumer rights portal, which gives you an opportunity to make a complaint 24 hours a day. They've also got a call centre as well. Should you exhaust all the leads of trying to resolve it with your retailer or service provider? I think Sabi's been able to use that particular service. Sabi joins us live on the 9. Hey, Sabi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Not too bad, my friend.
I did have a very good experience with the consumer protection team and the call center, because recently I bought a fridge online and from a major chain, But later that week, they mentioned to me that they didn't have it in stock, and it was still available online. So I did call up the consumer protection team and mentioned about the issue I had. They were very friendly. They took in the complaint details. They give you a tracking code to follow up, and in 3 to 4 days' time, the issue was sorted out with the chain. And in fact, I got a fridge which was at the same price but an upgraded model.
Extraordinary. So, okay. And that was just through taking a bit of time out, making sure that you had the receipts, making sure you had the dates, making sure you had all the information, and then taking that to the consumer rights team.
Absolutely. You if you have all these information available with you, they just ask you to either forward it to them, and they look into it. And later on, they did give me a follow-up call to ensure that I was happy with the outcome of what had been delivered. So it was a great outcome, and the consumer protection team was following up. That was surprising.
That's really good.
This was the first time I complained, and I got a good response.
So it's thumbs up from Sabi. That one worked. Well, it's good to hear that. Absolutely. One, Sabi. Bless you. Thanks very much indeed for your thoughts there. So that's good news. Consumerrights.ae 600-545-5555. That's Atlan Dubai for complaints and suggestions. And, of course, make sure you get in touch with the team there. Yeah, I'm going to take it further.
You're going to take it further? What are you going
to
do?
I just feel that I have to. I can't just ignore it.
So your fridge, what's your fridge doing at the moment?
It's just an ornament.
that's a big ornament.
It's just there.
So
it's still got all the stuff on it. You know, it's just
yeah,
it's
the
just
pictures and the magnets.
It's just a huge, bulky, redundant notice board at the moment. I could quite easily just put one of those cork ones on the wall, but I haven't.
I've got an enormous box.
Double-doored metallic notice board with a few magnets. So the magnets still work on it, it's just nothing inside. The outside works fine, it's just the inside.
You know, you're going to have to cut your losses. You just need to go out and buy a fridge. Because it's going to annoy you every single day.
I know, but I've...
Let it go. That's Let it go.
Yeah, maybe I do. But I've spent so much trying to get this, bring this one back to life and believing these people. That's the thing. Maybe I'm too nice. Maybe I just believe people too readily.
I think you've
got... They come and they give the bleeding heart story, and then I've tried to get, you know, officially accredited. We had officially accredited makers, engineers come in before. They but disappeared off the face of the earth as well. That's the whole point. People are just far too... And not just for fridges, but in general, they'll come. Can you do this? Yes, I can do this. They come, they do it, and then they disappear.
Do you think
because all they want is that first job?
Do you think you're a bit old-fashioned, and you basically just don't like the idea of not mending things? You like to make do and mend rather than just buy new.
Look, I'm more than happy to fix a flat tire on one of the kids' bikes. I'm more than happy to change a light bulb. I'm more than happy to check my oil in my car and things like that. Fridges might be a little bit too far for
me. Come on, you can wiki it. I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could learn how to fix fridges yourself. It would be considered a new string to your bow.
Do not try this at home, okay? There are plenty moving parts and combustible parts within a fridge.
Only if you tip it upside down. You're not supposed to lie them down, are you, fridges?
Right, we are.
It's time to have your say. The Agenda with Tom Urquhart on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Right, we are. I think it's about time to draw a line under today's proceedings. Thank you very much indeed to all of you for your thoughts and for your contributions as well. A lot of people getting involved with regards to consumer rights. This one from one of our listeners out there saying I bought a Sony product, was repaired twice for same defect without warranty period after warrant repeated defect. So thank you for that one. The thoughts there of one of our listeners. This one from another. Consumer protection also protects retailers from fraud or bad customers appreciate that. And another saying large companies are the worst for refunds and they don't care. Took me 6 months to get a refund from Souq, and that was from calling every other day and using consumer rights. Small businesses, to my mind, are much better. We offer lifetime guarantees and 30-day money-back guarantee if the customer doesn't like the product. That is for diamond engagement rings, diamond bracelets, etc. So, split opinions when it comes to consumer rights out there here in the UAE. If you'd like to share your experiences with us, then you got around about 5 minutes to do so. Georgia?
I have to say I found the opposite. I find that smaller businesses find it harder to sort of, maybe they find it harder to keep up with their customers. And I get a better response from the big businesses. I find that companies like Amazon and Noon are pretty impressive with their returns. So I'm very interested to have that, to hear that person's comment.
Right, let's reflect on what has been discussed here on the show throughout the remainder of the day before we hand over to Helen Farmer for Farmers Weekly. That's coming your way very shortly.
Or not.
What?
She doesn't do Farmers Weekly.
Should do.
Yeah, it would be funny. For a day. A little bit non-descriptive of what she actually talks about, though.
We did. Early on in the show, we did a segment on mobile phones. This is prompted, of course, by the fact that mobile phones have been banned smartphones have been banned over in French schools. A couple of comments we didn't get to on this particular one. Thank you to you all. Mohsin said, bring up children is all about imparting manners and etiquettes. How do parents do that if children have their eyes and ears on comments over social media? No wonder this level of fanatical engagement leads them to become vulnerable to online bullying and other vices.
Aditya in the Greens says it's sad to see the need for this ban. In the same way, the App Store has rules for inappropriate content, etc. They should have rules as well for addictiveness. The Screen Time initiatives do not solve these things.
Mark got in touch, and the irony is that when I was at school many moons ago, my teacher always said, I need to learn maths as I will never be walking around with a calculator in my pocket. Actually, I now do.
Fair enough. Sai in Jumeirah says, kudos to the French. Well done to them. It's about time the pushback started and the real world reclaimed for those up to 18 years old. The whole mobile thing for children has become ridiculous.
Mark Steed took one for the team. He came on as a representative of the educational community here in the UAE. He's the director of Jumeirah English Speaking School, better known as Jess.
I think the whole debate around this is one generation judging a younger generation by its own standards. I mean, the fact that we grew up climbing trees and running around and had a very active upbringing, and that we made friends and communicated with them in that way, in a different way, face to face fundamentally, is not the world they're growing up in. You know, they communicate enormously with each other, much more than we ever did, actually. I mean, they communicate by text, they're on Instagram, they're on Snapchat, they're on all of their social media. They are communicating with each other, they're making friends, and those friendships extend and develop beyond in the real world, and they develop what's going on in the real world. They extend it when they've gone home, you know, from school.
That was Mark Steed joining us a little earlier on from Jess. Thank you, Mark, for that one. Thanks also to Fatima, who got in touch, saying, I'd rather see my kids playing with others than using a smartphone. The problem is that I need to keep in touch with him after the school to pick him up. Otherwise, I will be waiting forever for him to find me. But he knows that he's not allowed to use it during the school hours. Problem is that if I'm not going to pick him up, he'll take his iPad or Switch. I don't agree with him taking it, but his excuse is that he spends around an hour in the bus and sometimes even more. And if he falls asleep, then he's going to sleep early for the next school day. I can't blame him, to be honest, as he arrives home at 4:30. It's a long old day for a child. We give these devices to kids where they can play, keep in touch with others, reach out almost everything they need. All of us are depending on these devices. I think we need to change the way we use them and then start putting these new rules. Thank you for that.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to take that smartphone off your son and hand him a brick instead?
No.
A Nokia 8210.
I will come back with my decisions tomorrow from 10 o'clock. You've got Helen Farmer coming in just a few moments' time. Customer service standards vary widely between retailers and vastly inconsistent. This is from Sarah this morning. Dubai is the forefront of global retail, yet fair standards don't seem to exist. The majority of store customer service policies seem to favour the retailers more than customers and seem to be more merely displayed for show. I am, though, going to follow up on the fridge. Okay, so worry not. Fridge saga will continue.
Fridgegate.
And we will bring you
you know what I want?
Latest episode very shortly.
I want pictures. I want a picture of this fridge so I can put it on our social media accounts. I want to see the fridge.
Okay, I'll bring it in tomorrow. Fridge.
Well, it's got a personality. It's got a bigger personality than me.
I'm sure there's a man who's just walked in with the fridge on his back. Yeah, that'll be Tom. That's it, GT. Thank you very much indeed to you.
Pleasure.
Thanks also to Milani Backhouse. That was a thumbs up from her. And Joe McKibben, who has joined the fold. A great privilege and pleasure to have Joe on board, even though she does look like a boy historically as well, according to that Google app.
Hashtag art selfie.
We're not going to have that. We're not going to have that. We're going to change that one, okay? So Joe came out with a sort of anonymous boy. You came out as an anonymous girl. And what did I come out as?
Yeah, okay. King Wilhelm the First.
However, that didn't stop me getting the ire and the rant and the anger of a certain Andy who we'll play out with today. Thanks very much.
Bannum. Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, Tom. My brother went out with his family for his birthday, bracket, which he paid for his dinner, close bracket. And he said, okay, there's a rule. I'm paying no mobiles. And there was a big bust-up with his children who were all in their mid-late 20s, and it's not fair, and we can't, and we won't be able to do this. And anyway, there were no mobiles. At the end of the dinner, his eldest daughter walked outside and said, do you know something, that was just incredible, not having a mobile there, because we had a conversation.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.